1 minute. I'll just tell you the meaning of this one, the translation of the second paragraph. Repeat after me. The dust of the devotees' lotus feet
is my
bathing water.
Bathing water.
That is the meaning. Vaishnava Rapada Duli. That is the meaning. The chanting
of the devotees.
Names.
Is my satisfaction.
You remember that is why I told you to repeat the names of the acharyas, because you will get mercy. Then, considering the merits of all Vedic literatures in the light of devotional service,
I have concluded
that the
Srimad Bhagavatam
is the best of all scriptures. That is why Bhagavat Madhyastha Shri Bhagavat Purana. Now here he is giving importance to the dust of the lotus feet of a devotee. There are many stories. I'll tell you one story. There is one great saint called Sripad Ramanujacharya, very great saint, and he was also in the mission of bringing Krishna consciousness to the world. At that time, he went to a particular place, and there the people over there were not agreeing to what he was trying to give him. So what he did is, there a pond was there. So his disciple called Dasharathi. So he took Dasharathi and he washed the feet of Dasharathi in that pond. So that pond of water, it was filled with the dust of Dasharathi's feet. Dasharathi is a great devotee. He is also a great devotee. He is a disciple of Ramanujacharya, Sripad Ramanujacharya. So that pond became filled with the dust of Dasharathi's feet. And every day in the morning, everybody would come and take bath in that river. I mean in that pond. So when everybody came to take bath, and after taking bath, all of their hearts transformed. And they all became, they were ready to agree what Sripad Ramanujacharya was telling to them, the instruction he was giving to them. So this is the power of the dust of the lotus feet of a devotee. That's why he is glorifying. That's why when we go to Vrindavan, what we do, Vrindavan or Mayapur, what we do is we take the dust, you know, all the... Why? Because Krishna has played in that dust. Krishna's... It's actually Vrindavan is what? It is the playground of Lord Krishna. Yeah.
When I went to Vrindavan,
You should put on your head. So that is the power of the dust of Vrindavan. Why? Because Vrindavan is nothing, it's the playground of God. That Krishna used to play there, he used to do kusti with his friends, he used to do all the plays there. Like that, Mayapur is what? Mayapur is the playground of Lord Chaitanya.
Not in water.
I shifted actually. That pond was in another place where Sripad Ramanujacharya washed the feet of his student Dasharathi. Now I went to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a place where Lord Krishna performed his pastimes. What you and I do is time pass. We get up late in the morning and we don't take our timetable properly. We just put the book somehow and some homework is not finished. We go to the teacher in the school and then we get a red mark in our calendar. Then we come back home and we tell to the mother, oh, the box which you gave, there is so much salt in this, I just brought the box as it is, right? We get the tiffin box as it is, come home and throw the socks here, there, books here and there, and the bag here and there. This is what we do, isn't it? What we do all the day, the full day's activities is time pass. But what Lord Krishna, he stole butter from the gopi's house. He did it 5000 years ago. 1 month is dedicated in the calendar for celebrating that butter thief, Damodar Leela, because he stole butter. And then Krishna, so like that, whatever Krishna did, kusti with his friends. And then Krishna did so many other different, killed so many demons. When we discuss this, what happens when we read Krishna book, where, you know, he killed these demons. So, yeah, that all that demons in our heart are killed. when we read na Krishna killed Putana, so the Putana yeah, that is in our heart. We all are very beautiful externally, but inside we have many bad qualities of back answering or of, you know, getting angry or getting frustrated. So all these bad qualities, when you read Krishna book, and in the night every day we should read Krishna book, drink warm milk and meditate on that pastime.
Jagannath book.
Who? Yeah. It's a very beautiful pastime.
The book of Jagannath.
That's okay. So you should read those books and go to sleep. Then, you know, in the dreams you'll see Lord Krishna. In the morning you'll get up, you'll get all good qualities. Okay? Bhagavadam says, one who chants every day will get the qualities of the devatas. Can you imagine? This is the power of chanting. So every day, now I want all of you to chant according to your standards.